Okay, we're ready to get underway now that Mrs. Tressler has decided she's ready to join us. This would be the January 16th meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education. We are in the Assembly Chambers. Everybody's standing up. I feel like a judge. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Hill, district mission statement.
The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to develop productive, responsible citizens who are prepared to be successful in a dynamic world.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Tressler, would you call the roll?
Mr. Henderson?
Present.
Ms. Hull?
Here.
Mr. Ilg?
Here.
Mr. Kelly?
Here.
Mr. Castamore?
Present.
Mr. Holt?
Here.
Mr. Navarre?
Here.
Ms. Bodla?
Present.
Mr. Dusick?
Here.
Mr. Arnaz?
Here. Please note this evening we have a full board here tonight. It's the first time in a long time. Approval of agenda. You have before you the agenda for this evening as proposed. Are there any changes, additions, corrections? Is there any objection to approval of the agenda? Seeing no objection, we'll call that unanimous. Thank you, Ms. Tressler. And you have before you the December 5th, 2016 minutes. Are there any changes, corrections, additions, deletions to those minutes? Is there any objection to approval of those minutes? Seeing no objection, those minutes are approved. We have no awards and presentations scheduled for this evening, and we have no school reports scheduled for this evening. So this would be an opportunity for anyone in the public who wishes to speak on any item not on our agenda for this evening. If so, this would be your moment. Seeing no one. Hearing of delegations, we have none scheduled this evening. And communications and petitions, Mr. Ducey.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. Just a few things for you. Just want to draw your attention to the equipment fund in the information packet. It's an update on where we're at with that and expenditures. And then something that we did receive, the BP teacher program is up and running. The deadline for nominations is February 1st. So nominate your favorite teacher for that Teacher of Excellence Award. We do have a number of things coming up. Legislature convenes tomorrow, this coming weekend, Peninsula Winter Games. Hopefully we'll see you there. An admin meeting on January 25th. And for your information, February is Board Appreciation Month. So I just wanted to express some appreciation to you today before February starts. Thank you for all of the work that you do. And I'm hopeful we'll have some things for you at that meeting. We do have Peninsula Alaska Native Partnership meeting that's scheduled for February 3rd. It's going to be at the Nanaimo Wellness Center in Kenai. You're all invited. That's we're meeting with all of our Native partners across the district to talk about various programs and such and things that we're doing to support Native education in our district. And that's on, again, February 3rd. I'll send out some more information on update for you, and hopefully you know some of you can attend. Next board meeting is on the February 6th. February 7th is a work session in the morning with key communicators that afternoon, and February 11th will be that AASB fly-in. That is what I have.
Questions for Mr. Dusick? Seeing none. Representatives selected by the following advisory committee, site councils, and our authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, or the Borough Assembly.
(Clears
Good evening and Happy New Year and Happy MLK Day. I haven't heard that expressed yet today, so we need to honor this day. It's an important part of our history. Not too much to say tonight. It has quit snowing out, and I did see one star, so maybe things are going to get a little better on the snow side of things, although I hear cold, cold, cold. So David and I, we were up in Anchorage all last weekend, and we had our NEA Alaska Delegate Assembly, and I just want to mention that James Harris, the Teacher of the Year, was honored there, and rightly so, and the speech that he gave accepting the award was truly inspiring, and I hope that you all get the opportunity to have a talk with him and hear his story, because where he came from and where he is now, it's an amazing story. So I encourage you to find out what that is. And I will also say that I do appreciate the work that the board does. I also want to mention, though, that I was disappointed during the work sessions when you were talking about the six-year plan, and I saw some recommendations on there, and one was ADA requirements, and that's important. So those should be on the list if we're lacking in that area, because people with disabilities need access to all of our buildings. Other than that, I'm going to just wish you a good night, and this meeting's moving right along so we can get home to our loved ones safely. Thank you.
My name is David Brighton. I'm KPA president, as you all know. See, first of all, Happy New Year. And Patty took most of my speech because James Harris really was an incredible speech, and I'm sad to say that there was some technical difficulty and it was not recorded, which is a bummer. We were really looking forward to being able to use that. I'm confident he'll give that speech again over the next year. He'll be representing Alaska and our district in a lot of different venues. And so I really want to honor him. I'll mention Bobby LaSalle from Fairbanks got the Education Support Professional of the Year, which is exciting, not our district. But I'm stealing your thunder now. At Delegate Assembly, we talked about a wide variety of educational issues. One of our number one priorities is working with the legislature this year on education funding, of course. We also talked quite a bit about the 80th percentile rule. Dave, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but one of our priorities will be trying to address that. And basically what the rule is, a few years back, they were able to lobby a rule in that healthcare providers would get 80% of what they charged. The idea was to make sure that they would stay in business. They realized that if they charged 150% of what they should, then they would get quite a bit more than what they should, and I think that's one of the reasons why healthcare has skyrocketed in Alaska. And so we're going to try to address that issue and fix that statute, that regulation, rather. I'm a little tired, sorry. I'll end here, and thank you guys for your work.
Anyone else in any of those categories? Seeing no one, superintendent's report, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As was mentioned by Mr. Waugh, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. No school today, but certainly we're celebrating today and its history. Current students, just wanted to mention to you that our students have been getting in the local newspapers. In particular, I wanted to point out the Sour Girls down in Homer, doing a great job. with giving back to the community. You know, elementary kids, they're from all different elementary schools down there working together, fundraising, and started with a lemonade stand. And they've expanded into hot chocolate, but they're still keeping the name Sour Girl. So if you see them down there, I encourage you to participate in their fundraising. Also, on Central Penn, really proud of our high school students and all their fundraising efforts around the holidays. Lots of food and money was generated for local organizations to help those in need. As was mentioned, too, moving on to the staff, you know, James Harris is the Alaska Teacher of the Year, and as I've mentioned publicly several places, Stephanie Cronin being the alternate. It's fantastic. We're well represented with our teachers. We also have the Alaska Social Studies Teacher of the Year from the Governor's Humanities Forum, Rob Sparks. And that award's going to be handed to him in Juneau on January 26th. So very exciting news for all of our staff. As far as district things that are happening, our Innovation Committee is meeting on January 24th, and we're really looking forward to working on expanding our personalization efforts with our students. So if you have a chance to attend that, I encourage you to do it. We have lots of video conferencing opportunities, and something that's coming up, I don't have the exact date here, but we're going to have a scientist from Australia who's actually going to be diving in the Great Barrier Reef with video conferencing equipment and video conferencing to kids at Kenai Central and Soldotna Prep School. We have a number of other opportunities that are also occurring. A physicist from another country is going to be working with a physics class. So these type of opportunities are really exciting and engaging students, and it's helping us broaden our kids' outlook. For me, a couple of things. I do have a meeting with the Tabona Partnership on the 19th as we continue to expand what's happening over in Tabona. I'm really excited about what's going on over there. They've increased their attendance by several percent over the last semester. Kudos go out to the staff over there and also the work that we're doing with the Tabona Partnership. I'll be attending the ANSEP celebration on the 20th up in Anchorage. This year we have 8 middle school students participating, but over the past several years we're gaining a number of students that are going to become eligible for that high school summer program, which will help those students get ready for college. It's really a really good program. Also, we did receive, it didn't make it into this packet, it will be in the next board packet, the principal from Seward Middle School moves past, Andy Rothenberger has resigned. We're going to begin that process on filling that vacancy. We're going to work on the actual duties, but we're going to be talking with the Moose Pass site council and staff on January 18th, and then the Seward Middle School staff on the 24th, and then the Seward site council that evening on the 24th. I'll be Skyping. Mr. O'Brien will be intending to answer questions there in person, but if you'd like to participate in that, just let me know. And that's what I have. Thank you.
Questions for Mr. Dusick? Seeing none, thank you, sir. Mr. Jones, finance report, November and December.
Sure, you have two reports in front of you today, because in December, the meeting was at a time when the November reports weren't ready yet, and so we're bringing them both forward today. When I look at them, what I usually do is look at the December reports to see more of how are we doing for the year. 50% through the year. Revenue-wise, both our two biggest revenue folks, the borough and the state foundation, are exactly at 50%. That's good. Overall, it shows 42%, which would be kind of a red flag, except that red flag is when you look at the borough in-kind and of $10 million and the TERS and PERS on behalf of $8.2 million. Those are end-of-year adjustments that are done, and so that would show why we're at 42% instead of 50%. And so where we're at right now is pretty much where we're supposed to be, and no red flags or concerns to bring to the board's attention at this time.
Questions for Mr. Jones? While your mic's on, second quarter budget transfer report, please.
Yeah, The board gives the superintendent discretion to make budget transfers under $50,000. That discretion is then given with the fact that on a quarterly basis we bring back and say to you, okay, here's the budget transfers that have happened under there. And so there's a lot of, in these reports, there's a bunch of ones where the buildings are deciding we didn't need this much equipment. We're going to get, you know, something else. And also there's a bunch of these where we budget money on a district-wide basis, and then we disperse it to the schools once we know how much they're due. I think in there, if you looked at it, you saw intensive needs fundings. Earlier today you saw, or earlier today we talked about the safety money. In here there's some helmet reconditioning that's done with under the safety money budgeted at the district level put out. And so those are the kind of things that are in here. But it's just a catch up for the second quarter, to show you the budget adjustments that have been made within buildings and departments.
Questions on the budget transfer report? Ms. Vadla.
Yes, a quick question. I think it's in this report. I was just trying to find it again. Nanilchik School, did they have to pay for a band teacher transportation in this particular budget transfer right here?
I don't have to that detail, but
okay, I would,
what we'll do is if you find, I'll look, but if you find it again, give me a page and mount, and we'll get it back. We'll get back to you with what that was.
Thank you very much. And then my other question is on those helmet refurbishing. Mm-hmm. Is that hockey and football?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Board reports. These would be reports of board members representing the board. Did everybody just go have Christmas, New Year's, or Mr. Hilton?
I would like to report that I attended the Homer High School Site Council on December 6th and was there to present Mr. Jones' very, very early preliminary, early budget report for FY18. They were appreciative to see some numbers. I also attended the December 14th Ketchikan Sealo Site Council meeting as well and learned a lot to get about up to speed with the potential construction of a new school. And that was attended by Assembly Member Dunn and Assembly Member Cooper, and as well as Zen Kelly. That was very informative. And that's all I have.
Thanks, sir. Kelly.
I'd like to report that on December 9th, I attended the AASB Winter Boardmanship Academy in Anchorage, also the first Equity in Education Summit that they put forward. It was an excellent 2 days of professional development. I also attended the December 14th Ketchikan Sealo Site Council, where we discussed the needs and desire for a new school there with Assembly President Cooper and Assembly Member Willie Dunn. Julie Sisko is also in attendance, and Mike Elgin and myself. That's it.
Thanks, sir. Ms. Vadla.
I attended the So High and the So Prep Christmas concert, and I just wanted to send a kudos out to Kent Peterson. It was really a wonderful concert. It was really well received, and it was packed, and it was amazing what those kids did.
Mr. Castamore.
Back in December, I went out to Nikiski North Star now, I guess they call it, elementary school, and I got to sit in a site-based council meeting, and it was a good opportunity.
Navarro.
Thank you. On January 11th, I did attend the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development Forum as a number of hats, but our superintendent was also a presenter there as part of one of the groups, and it was well attended from Seward to Homer, everybody in between, and so I thought it turned out well. So maybe next year some of you can make it, because I think it'll give you some good insights on where the borough's headed. Thanks.
Anyone else? Okay. Committee reports. I think we only had Mr. Castamore, the Policy Committee, today.
Policy Committee met today. We discussed room use policy, continuing discussion, which we will continue into the future. We also looked at some exhibits about mileage reimbursement rates and some other health opt-out type policies. So we will also be meeting on January 26th for another Policy Committee meeting at 2 p.m.
Questions? Seeing none. Board work session report this afternoon. The board held work sessions beginning at 1 o'clock on board policy, a training for Surface Pro, the new electronics legislative session update, presentation on the preliminary fiscal year 18 budget and fund balance conversations, and then strategic plan and six-year plan work sessions, career and technical education curriculum presentation, and district and board goals update and presentation. Those meetings were all held between 1 and 4:30 this, or 5 o'clock this afternoon. So we are down to the consent agenda. I need to wait. Items B through H are all on the consent agenda. We will consider all of these together unless a board member decides to separate them. Item B, 2016-17 new teacher contracts. Item C, 2016-17 long-term substitute contracts. Item D, resignations. Item E, pay schedule for temporary activity bus drivers, 2017. Item F, budget transfers over $50,000. Item G, Board Finance Committee charge. And item H, Board Committee appointments. If there's anyone in the public who wishes to speak to any of those items I just listed, this would be the moment. Seeing no one, I need a motion.
Yeah, I move approval of the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. Discussion? Let's just do this, shall we? Shall we vote, Mrs. Tressler?
Voting is open.
Oh, Mr. Dusick is the advisory vote. We need to do that first. Mr. Dusick.
Yes.
Everyone's voted.
Anyone wish to change their vote? Seeing no one, Tally, please. A slow machine. Motion is approved. Action item 11A, Board Policy 3470, Fund Balance. Copies of this proposal are available on the back counter. Is anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion.
Please, I thought it was already moved and simply postponed. And shouldn't there still be a motion on the floor?
Was there a motion on the floor when it was postponed? I think it was. I think you're right. I think you're correct. We need a motion to remove it from the table.
I think that applies to when you lay something on the table and it's dealt with at the same meeting. So now we've postponed it. It's up again as a piece of action.
Okay. I'll accept that. So we have a motion and a second for approval of this fund balance policy. Is there discussion? Mr. Navarre.
I can speak to it. Debbie, I'm having a hard time. It's not showing up on my... somehow I shouldn't. I should be set up, but.
Going to meetings. What do you want to look at? I just have to click on it. Oh, that's interesting.
I didn't do anything. I've been to the rest of the meeting, but that's. Maybe I'm not. No problem. I can still speak to it. So, I'll allow people to have discussion before I move to postpone to the next meeting where I intend to have a substitute. I have a problem with this fund balance policy because it's not what I envisioned at the time that it was passed. And my biggest concern, and it's been stated at work sessions and that, and the school district does not hide money. But if we create policies that make it tougher for the people, a budget is already tough enough to follow. And we want people to follow it and understand it. And understand what our fund balance is unallocated. And when you put a line that says committed, that means something to people different than it's available. And that the school district does have those funds available to use. And that, I talked to one person within the borough administration. It wasn't finance director and that, but I did talk to one person, and other than that, I've had three calls from people that said, this is wrong. Even though I explained to them what the policy is, even though I told them, I agree with you, because I don't like it. Because if I would have known that I had to satisfy an auditor to make it clear as to what our unrealized fund balance is, or unassigned fund balances, and we've got to show it in two different places now, and we have to go through this rigmarole, it's just not fair. It's not how I want to do budget, because it doesn't change anything. I've been here before there was this policy, when there was nothing, and we've never had a problem with our fund balance or knowing when we're down to the bottom of the barrel and educating the public. I liked what we did back in July of 15 when we explained why the fund balance, and that's in the policy there, why a fund balance is needed. And I think the public and the assembly and everybody has to understand. There's some that thought, why are you even having a fund balance? But we've dealt with that. But now I don't want to confuse it by making it a cumbersome process and a calculation, even though it can be done. We've got finance people that can do those things. But it's wrong. to have a moving number now on that and have two numbers in two different spots for people to attack this school board on how it does its business and how open and clear we are. And I'm not interested in satisfying the auditors. And I'm sorry it came to this. I think we talked about it good. I think our intentions were good. But at the end now, it is not what I want to see happen. And I hope I have the support to move a postponement and to come up with a substitute, or maybe just go back to the way it was and forget about a minimum. We know what we have in our fund balance because we get that number and we have to deal with the budget that we put together every year, and we could go out into the community and communicate that to them, and we can communicate it that way with them without having to explain them that the auditors made us do something, and that's why it's in two spots. But before I move my motion, Mr. President, I'll allow other people to make comments. Thank you.
Other comments? You want to make your motion, Mr. Navarre?
Yes, at this time I'd move to postpone the fund balance policy till the next meeting, February 1st, is it?
February 6th?
6th, sorry. Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. For discussion on the motion to postpone. Ms. Holt?
I'm not sure if I followed everything, but I'm more than willing to wait a month. This isn't pressing. It doesn't have to be done this meeting to see what your proposal is. I don't think we're trying to hide anything. We're not trying to make anything clouded. I think the intent is good, but I'm willing to see what you propose.
Further discussion? Motion to postpone? Mrs. Tressler, would you crank up the vote, please?
Voting is open.
Mr. Dusick?
Yes.
Come, I don't have a vote.
You don't have a vote?
I don't have a vote.
It marked you not present. What would you like to vote?
Yeah, he's in a different town.
Do you want me to redo it? I can open it again. Everybody can vote again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please. I didn't get to vote.
Okay.
I want to have a vote.
Mr. Holt, you need to vote again. And Mr. Navarre.
I need to vote again.
Mr. President, everyone's voted.
Everyone has voted now? Mm-hmm. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Seeing none, tally vote, please. Motion postponed is carried, so we will see this again next month. Moving on, we are to an official change in fund balance classification. This is also available in the back counter. If anyone in the public wishes to speak on this agenda item, this would be the moment. Seeing no one, I need a motion. Ms. Vadler.
I move approval of action item 11B, official change of fund balance classification.
Second.
Who was that? Mr. Anderson, thank you. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing no objection, motion is approved. Next item is the career and technical education curriculum that was presented to us this afternoon. Is anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Ms. Badlin.
I move approval of...
Turn your microphone.
I move approval of action item 11.
C,
career and technical education curriculum.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Mr. Anderson.
I just have a quick question on the welding. And you might have already said this at the work session, but I had a question. Do they actually get something, some kind of an independent certificate when they complete that, or is it just on their report cards?
I believe that we're going to ask Mr. Whitteman that question. I'm not sure at this point in time if they get. I don't believe, because we are so varied from school to school in terms of what can be offered, that at the end of welding four that they get an industry certification for that. So I don't believe at this time we're equipped or set up with either KPC or, you know, the industry itself to give a certification for that.
Thank you.
Ms. Vodler.
Yes. I'm really excited with what's happening with this career and technical education curriculum and all the hard work that everybody has done. And I realize that some certifications, or at least some beginnings of certifications, might be able to be given. But I'm sure that this was just a segue for students so that they can continue to work in the vocational fields. It gives them sort of a leg up, that they might have a little bit more experience than other people so that they could go to an industrial technology or a business school or a trade school or something in the state or out of the state. So I'm really excited about this.
Further discussion? Ms. Holland.
I, too, am very excited. We've expanded what we're offering here, and it's a lot of work went into it. It's really, really important that students have an opportunity to explore different careers and see where their interest and their capabilities lead them.
Mrs. Dressler, let's try and practice a vote, shall we?
Voting is open.
Mr. Dusick.
Yes.
Ms. Holt, did you?
She can tell me her vote if you want me to.
So she just lost her vote, or her opportunity? Is that the only
did
one?
Did she find it? Okay, everyone's voted.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? You may tally the vote. The vote is unanimous for approval. We have no first reading scheduled for this evening, so we have public presentations, comments on any topic. Anyone in the public? Board comments. Mr. DeBar.
Happy New Year, and look forward to working on our budget this next year and hopefully the legislature passing a long-term fiscal plan for the state and that there can be some certainty both in our budgets and the state budget, and we can start working on real solutions. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Navarre. Mr. Anderson.
Yes, I'm surprised you called on me. No, I'm just kidding. Glad to be here and excited about some of the new members on our board and excited about the challenge. Really excited about this career in technical education. As most of you know, that's where I came from, was the welding industry. I took welding in high school for 4 years. There was an agreement with KPC at the time, that's why I asked that question, where we were able to actually get certified. And I went to work almost immediately out of high school for Mike Chenault's father, and never kind of looked back after that. So very excited to see the hard work that's gone into it, and also excited to be back on the Career and Technical Education Committee and look forward to being part of that. Thank you.
Mr. Holt.
Well, I'd like to say that Saltese Trails Youth Ski Program has started up. Now we have well over 100 kids from age 6 to 12 from all of our schools in the peninsula participating in that. It's a wonderful thing because this year we actually have some snow to ski on, and as opposed to the last 3 years, which has always been a little sketchy. Now, of course, now we have to worry about cold temperatures. But it's great to see over 100 kids in a staging area and taking off on the trails. And then we also are having a program now for kids under 6 with their parents that we keep real close. So they have to ski with their parents. And another ski-centric thing is we're going to be hosting the Best Cup Series this weekend at Saltese Trails. That's a junior Olympic qualifying event. Some of the best skiers in the state will be there. Definitely the best young skiers, but there will even be some geezers doing it, including former Olympic skiers will be participating in this event. And also a lot of our local young kids will do it. And it's being sponsored by Saldana High School and Kenai High School are sharing the duties. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Holm.
Just wanted to wish everybody a happy new year, and I hope we don't limit ourselves too much on the fly-in. Advocacy is one of our most important roles, and learning as much as we can about the legislature and where they're coming from and how to interact with them is really important.
Ms. Castmore.
No comment this evening.
Mr. Ilg.
Thank you. I have a few comments to make. I'd like to acknowledge and celebrate the Homer Middle School boys and girls basketball teams. They both won the regional title for the first time in ever, I guess. I don't know. But it was quite an accomplishment for our basketball, youth basketball program. I also have to acknowledge the Homer High School wrestling team. They took second in state, and they had 6 people in the finals and came away with 4 champions. And then they traveled down onto Seattle, Washington, and competed in a huge tournament with 60 teams, and they finished 9th out of 60 with a finalist and a couple of place winners. Just fantastic for that group of young athletes. I also want to report that I will be speaking for the Homer Rotary on January 26th to talk about the upcoming busing changes and how it's going to affect some of the after-school activities. And I also got a report I wanted to mention earlier is that ASA, the Alaska Athletic Sports Association, will be hosting a board meeting in Homer sometime in April, and I'm going to help the athletic director host that meeting with giving them some activities or act like a tour guide for them. So it'll be nice to have them here in the peninsula. And one last thing is I would say I'm very happy the whole board is here. It's like we have a full squad. So happy new year, everyone.
Mr. Kelly. I wanted to acknowledge that it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day and wish everybody a happy MLK Jr. Day, and also the Homer Middle School basketball teams both came home, boys and girls, with the regional championship in Seward in December, and that was an exciting time. I wanted to recognize them and to say that we had a wonderful Christmas break. It was nice to have the whole family in town again. Thank you, sir. One question. Homer Middle School regional champion? Borough champion. Okay. I didn't know if we were going to regions in middle school now. Ms. Butler.
Yes, I just wanted to reiterate the Martin Luther King Day. I Have a Dream was always one of my favorite speeches, and it means so much, especially in our world today, that that dream continues. And thank you, Patty, for the information about James Harris. I mean, I went to the celebration, and I saw the surprise on his face at the school, but I didn't go to Anchorage, and he is an amazing person, so I hope we get to hear that at some time. I wanted to welcome Liz Hayes, but I guess she's not here, and Jimmy Love as our new director and official budget woman. I really, finance lady. A director of finance, but she, yeah, but I'm really excited about that, the two of them working together, and I wanted to thank thank you for the help that we received this afternoon for the how to use the Surface Pros. I'd been using the Surface for a while, but it was really nice to have a little bit of extra help. And I wanted to encourage everybody to speak to your legislators about the budget and about the importance of education and how if you have an educated society, that that society can make substantial changes and continue to grow. So thank you for coming tonight.
Yes, happy 2017 and happy MLK Day. We did have a student voice meeting last Thursday. Peggy was there. We talked about just some random stuff. We're kind of had a off to a slow start for the semester, which is always good. But we did talk about last year how Seward High School did that graduation where they walked to their elementary school. We're going to try to expand on that and get a couple more schools, or hopefully all the schools to get involved. But it is January, so we have some time, thankfully. Thanks to the KPPSD leadership team for the Secret Santa gift. That's on Twitter, and I'd probably it's on social media if you want to check that out. I probably talked about it last time, but it's kind of a cool thing, so thank you guys. And then also, Mr. Harris. I have Mr. Harris as a teacher, and he was very surprised and excited to win Teacher of the Year. He said he'll be gone a lot this semester, off traveling and giving speeches and stuff, but I know he's very proud to represent KPBSD. So, all right, that's it.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Hopefully we'll have a productive year around here and around the school district. We should probably visit as to the possibility and the applicability of having Mr. Harris come here and practice his speech with us so we could honor him at the same moment. So that, I mean, I hear Patty and sounds like he's got that polished. Maybe it would be a good thing for us to hear. Potentially, we'll talk. Beyond that, I think our business here being done, we're adjourned.